Page 87. Unit 6. Exercise 1A.
Beauty and the Beast. Once there was a merchant. He had three daughters. The youngest was so beautiful that everybody called her Beauty. She was also kind and helpful, but her sisters weren't. One day, the merchant said,
"I'm going away. What can I bring you as a present?"
Her sisters asked for expensive things, but Beauty said, "Just bring me a rose, please, Father." On his way home, it became very foggy, and the merchant was soon lost. Then he came to the door of a strange palace. Cold, tired, and hungry, he went in. There was nobody there, but there was food on the table. A small sign said, "Please eat." After dinner, the merchant went upstairs to sleep. In the morning, he went into the garden.
"I'll pick a rose for Beauty," he thought,
and he picked a big red rose. Suddenly, a huge, ugly beast appeared.
"I gave you food and a bed," roared the beast, "and now you steal my roses. You must die for this."
"I just wanted one rose for my daughter," said the merchant.
"Then you can go home," said the beast, "but you must send your daughter to me."
The merchant went home sadly and told his story.
"You don't have to go, Beauty," he said.
"Yes, I must," she said, "or the beast will kill you." So Beauty went to the beast's palace. At first, she was afraid, but the beast was kind to her. One day, he said,
"You're happy here, Beauty. Will you marry me?"
Beauty looked at the beast. He was kind, but so ugly. And she said, "No." A few months later, Beauty heard that her father was ill. "I must go home," she said to the beast. "I promise that I'll come back." But Beauty didn't go back. She wanted to go, but her selfish sisters said,
"You mustn't go back, Beauty. Our father needs you. You should stay here."
So Beauty stayed. Then one night, she had a dream. She saw the beast. He was dying. The next day, Beauty went back to the palace. Her dream was true.
"Oh, Beast," she said, "please don't die. I love you."
Suddenly, a handsome young prince appeared.
"Where's the Beast?" asked Beauty.
"A wicked witch turned me into the beast," said the prince. "She said that nobody could love somebody so ugly. But you loved me and broke the spell."
So Beauty and the prince were married, and they lived happily ever after.